Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:37 Thursday morning. Pretty damp out there. It's pretty wet down there.
Yep.
You know, it's one of those days. What? Anywho, it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our friends at All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Make an appointment. Go in and visit them. Have a look around. Let them help you. They're excellent. Also, follow them on Instagram. Great suggestions there in picture form, meaning you can just look and...
really unusual stuff up there. It's just beautiful.
Visit allnaturalstone.com for more details. All right, here's what's happening. So we all know January 6th was a crazy day in American history, and the fallout continues. As I've already reported to you, the authorities are looking deep into all the videos and pictures and things posted in order to track people down and arrest people. One of the stories, though, this is a unique one. A California woman has filed a $10 million lawsuit against her former employee for firing her because she was at the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Now, she's from Orange County here in California. She's, again, filed $10 million civil lawsuit against, let me find the name, Alight Solutions. They, through her posts, saw that she was at the rally or protest or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
She says, I didn't enter the Capitol building. I didn't take part in any violence. I was exercising my right to be part of a protest, and I didn't do anything wrong. And this company has decided that based on what they saw and understood that event to be, that she was not someone they wanted to employ. So they fired her.
Wow.
She's someone who has been, why am I losing the terms? Some of the things are so simple for me to grasp. She didn't work in their building. So she was working remotely, as we all are.
Yes. Yeah.
But she never worked in their building. She's always been a remote employee. It looks like their Alight Solutions is some kind of tech company.
Okay.
But anyway, she goes on to say that she wants $10 million because they fired her over something the media has put out there to be, you know, all of this unlawfulness and this craziness and, in one case, murder. And yet she says, all I did was take some pictures, listen to the president speak. And I walked to the Capitol, I took a few selfies with friends, and then I left and went home. I don't believe I deserve to be fired. So the reason I do this story is I'm actually really interested to see how the court comes down on this.
I agree, because when you hear it like that, you certainly are entitled to your opinion, and you can go to a rally and you're exercising your right to free speech. You don't really cross the line until you threaten people with violence.
Right.
So she's got a case. That's
I do agree. And yet it's one of those where I'm really torn, because you sort of feel like, okay, I guess I can't tell her she shouldn't have been there. And yet
she supported the president and went to his rally. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And so I don't know that everyone who I don't think that the people who went there that day necessarily planned to storm the Capitol. And clearly, many of them didn't. They followed the crowd down to the Capitol building and maybe even left when they were like, wow, things seem to be getting out of hand.
So I'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I do think it's an interesting angle that many of us wouldn't have thought of. Often we just see the video footage of the guy with the face paint and the
horns.
The horns, and you just go, oh, throw that guy in jail. Come on. Right. Look at him.
Yeah, it's a and it's a fine line, too. So I'm with you. It'll be very, very interesting to see what the outcome of, like, is she going to get $10 million?
I doubt that. But, you know, maybe she gets her job back.
Maybe. Do you want that job back?
So I wanted to mention this earlier because we had Toyota as a sponsor earlier. You know, at one point, Toyota was the biggest car company in the world.
Yeah.
And VW actually put it in the news. They said, we want to become the biggest company in the world, and we're going to overtake them. Mm-hmm. And they did. And then they had a scandal, and, you know, that changed. And Toyota is now back as the number one car company in the Toyota overtakes Volkswagen as the world's biggest automaker.
Huh.
So...
congratulations, Toyota. You do make fine products.
They do. We have a Toyota in the driveway as we speak.
Yeah.
It's a minivan.
Uh-huh. Those are solid. I loved... is it a Sienna?
It is.
I absolutely loved my Toyota Sienna, and I can't even remember why we sold it. I don't know why. I loved that car.
Because kids ruin things, and I bet the back of that car was ruined. You probably looked at it and went, oh, this is disgusting.
I think we wound up trading it in for the 4Runner that we have now. We didn't need car seats anymore. And
that's a solid move.
Yeah.
Anyway, Japanese automaker Toyota has overtaken Volkswagen as the number one automaker in the world. I thought this was kind of interesting. Book sales are up, but not for the reason you think.
Okay, tell me.
They say it's to fill up the bookshelves behind you in your Zoom calls.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
They're part of people's office decorations.
Oh my God. That is awesome, actually. I really like that.
I can easily accomplish that with all the books I have.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy it for that.
No, but... but the thing is, you put up a bookcase behind you, you start filling it with books, you're like, crap, I'm out of books. I only have these two shelves filled. I got the rest of this thing. Let me go to a, you know, secondhand stores and Goodwills and stuff. You can buy, you know, get them for really cheap. And obviously yard sales, but people aren't doing those these days, so.
You know, I did this, I want to say it's a few years back, but as the missus and I were doing some, as we were setting up this house, I'd mentioned to her, I'd like to have some classic books here, classics, lying around. So hopefully at some point the kids will pick them up.
Right.
Or, for example, if they are actually assigned a book that's a classic, we can say, oh, you forgot yours at school. Here, we've got it right here.
Catcher in the Rye, here you go.
Yep, no problem. We got that for you.
Well, it's nice to have those as a collection. Like, I want to have every Stephen King book, which I know doesn't really fit the classic thing. But the authors, I like all the J.K. Rowling books, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have that kind of stuff. A set of old encyclopedias would be awesome to have. They don't really make those anymore either, do they? Not since Wiki came out.
I'm sure you could find them, though. I bet they do still make them somewhere.
Yeah,
someone is saying...
Right.
Please
Let's
buy
update
more
that.
Encyclopedias, please.
People used to go door to door selling encyclopedias.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I remember getting my set as it was important because we were doing more reports.
Yep.
On
the
different
book of
subjects.
Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
60% of Americans are receiving more deliveries now than they did before the pandemic started. That's no surprise. I certainly am.
Yes.
My cardboard recycling is overflowing. Because of the deliveries we get. Mm. 2 out of 5 people wash their hands after they handle a package, and 1/3 disinfect their deliveries. I'm still doing a lot of that cleaning up. I'm not the disinfector of the groceries, but I'm still washing my hands. I'm going for, hopefully at some point I'll just have skeleton hands.
Yeah.
I will have washed the skin off, and then I won't have to worry about it anymore.
It's so true, you know? Just a pair of latex over the skeleton hands. That'll protect them.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. A new survey asked people how much they'd pay to erase 2020 from their memory.
Oh.
Almost $2,000.
I don't want to erase it from my memory.
I'll tell you something. One of the things that happened in 2020 because there was an election was we were so divisive as a country,
mm-hmm.
and it was so difficult because it split families down the middle and it split relationships down the middle and friendships, and it was a difficult time for a lot of people. So that's not just stressful enough, right?
Right.
And then there's the pandemic. But one thing we all have in common, we all hate 2020.
Mm. Well, you know,
we all can agree on that.
I did. It wasn't my favorite year, that's for sure. But I feel like I learned a ton about a lot of things and about myself and about, I just felt like I wouldn't want to forget this year. I really want to be able to take this with me into the future and remember the lessons that I learned from 2020. Personally.
People estimated that they lost a ton of sleep in 2020 due to stress.
Yeah.
I did, for sure.
It was a crazy year.
People also say they gained a ton of weight.
And I could
forget that part.
Thanks to 2020
and the stress eating and the bored eating and
the baking I was doing.
My partner certainly has said that she is changing her ways in the new year because she's...
And she runs all the time, too. Well, look.
Yeah, but she snacks a lot. She does. And she's, you know, tries to chew gum instead of snacking. But if gummy bears are around, she will eat them the whole day.
Delicious, right?
Long. Mm. Or hot tamales or whatever thing that, you know, you can just keep going.
She likes the gummy stuff. Mm. Right. Don't even notice you're doing it.
4 out of 5 people are excited in the new year not to have to talk about politics as much this year now that the election's over.
Isn't it so nice? It's just been like all's quiet on the Eastern Front.
Oh, and you know what? This is slightly political, but I will say watching the new president sign a ton of environmental protection things into law has made me personally very happy. That was the big thing that I was really counting on is that... we get more serious about this planet and protecting it.
Well, the guy in office right now knows what the job is, knows how to do it, and is in fact doing it.
According to the poll, the most stressful parts of 2020 include COVID-19, the election, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Kobe Bryant, the economy, the protests, and the impeachment. So 2020 was a doozy by any measure.
It really was. It's going to go down in history that year.
I realize that cheese is not bright orange, golden, yellow colored naturally.
Right, right.
So my stance on this is weak from go.
Okay.
But Kraft just revealed that they are creating a special Valentine's Day mac and cheese, which will be pink colored.
Why not diet pink? If you're going to diet orange, diet pink.
Right.
Why not?
I mean, it's hard to argue when I will mow down bright orangey, yellow, goldy colored macaroni.
I don't like this color. I can't eat this.
They do say that the actual cheese packet will be slightly candied flavored.
Oh.
And pink colored, which will probably go great for the kids. I'm sure they're going to love it.
Okay.
While Valentine's Day
flavor. Jeez.
Is still over 2 weeks away, we are still in a pandemic, so people are wondering how that's going to go for new couples. And I don't really remember off the top of my head if I ever did a first date on Valentine's Day, but over 50% say, yeah, yes, please, I'll do that.
A first date.
Anytime, yes. Let's go.
Let's do it now.
35% feel like there's undue pressure because it's Valentine's.
Yes. It is kind of a hard day to have a first date because really, you know, if you wind up staying together, so that's on people's minds. Like, oh, we can say our first date was on Valentine's Day.
It's so romantic.
No! Oh, my God. People love that crap.
Yeah, they do. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
People, such romantics.
Well,
it's crap.
What's that?
Nothing. It's just funny because I'm so like, why am I down on that? I'm sure if my first date was on Valentine's Day, I'd be like, oh yes, Valentine's Day, of course.
Well, your history is unique, and I still love it. I love your stories, and
everyone's,
I love that, you know,
unique.
By the time you and John got together, you'd already been with everyone he knows.
That's... Yeah, pretty much everyone he knew. That had to be crunchy.
But he knows you.
Yeah, he does.
He knew you. He knew the whole you.
And he was still into me. Hard. He was like, yeah, I'm into you.
Right. So that's great. You know, I mean, it's way better than if you're sitting there in a relationship knowing you've got these truth bombs out there that you don't want to find yourself walking into.
Yeah. No, the running joke is, you know, when he's pissing me off, I would just be like, I'm going to call Whitey. And then Doreen is a full on, like the kids name every team is Team Doreen. You know, everybody.
The kids are in on it too.
Oh yeah. Whenever we're playing those Jackbox games, someone's always Doreen. You know.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah. So I started putting up, I love Whitey. That's, you know, that was good. That's good.
Jesus.
You know, look, we know
you guys are.
We're pretty secure in our relationship.
Yeah, you don't mind poking the bear. I don't know that I would want to constantly have her past spiked in between my eyes.
No, we're past. I mean, honestly, I guess he had to be over it before we even got together.
Right.
He never would ask me out.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. So still time to get your comments in. Let's see here. Before we do the full break, which is on the other side of these spots. Like mac and cheese is real cheese. No, I said.
Yeah, he said that. He started with that.
I'm saying that, you know, it's, cheese doesn't come bright orange yellow.
He's all, I'm fine with eating bright orange yellow. I don't know why I wouldn't be fine with pink.
Pay attention, right. Texters.
Yeah, come on, texters. Come on. Let's get with it.
Hey, guys. I turned 40 on Sunday, and I'm doing absolutely jack for it because of this ongoing pandemic. I've asked in previous years and never received a... Hold on.
Take your time.
Birthday shout-out from y'all.
Oh.
So if you could manage one this year, it would mean the world to me. Oh, and my name is Katie, by the way.
Katie.
The one turning 40. LMAO, OFOC.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Way to go, Katie. You made it to 40.
You made it to 40. And it's this. You're right. This is a sucky time to have a landmark birthday. But quietly raise a glass to yourself. Then eat a whole cake. Do it.
Why I don't know about that. But
well, you know, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whole quart ice cream. Do that. Mm. Whatever you want. Katie, 40th. 40. I loved my 40s. That was a good decade. I had a good time.
Did you?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. You're just much more okay in your own skin, and I said no a lot more, which is great. I just was really felt like I was became an adult as a 30-year-old, as a 40-year-old. Yeah, it's nice.
In your 40s, that's good.
It's a good decade.
I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these important messages on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.